you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, Bitcoin has finally reached $100,000.
Yeah, with great anticipation. Mm-hmm. We all know that following the re-election of Donald Trump as president, we've actually seen a significant rally in the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency pricing. And $100,000 is quite a significant number. In rand terms, this is well over 1.8 million rand. So rather significant. So this did take place just after last night, again, on the back of Trump and some political movements that he made. He has actually signed in a requirement to actually introduce a new regulatory approach to the crypto industry by appointing Paul Atkins as the next chair at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, this is important because essentially the Securities and Exchange Commission, as the name suggests, does take a look and oversee much of the involvement and changes and trading activity when it comes to certain asset classes. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are one of those that would fall under that particular portfolio. And it's typically said that Atkins has a lighter approach in terms of regulation. So it might actually ease up the level of concerns and constraints within those who trade Bitcoin and participating players within that particular space. So, keen one. Let's see how far the price actually does go. Bear in mind that Bitcoin remains a very volatile asset class. So it will be interesting to see how it does manage the ebbs and flows as Donald Trump anticipates to take in or go back to the White House in January.
I predict it's going to crash down to 60 and then rebuild all the way back up again.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time though.
100%.
Yeah, let's see.
100%. Tell us about Tiger Brands financial results.
This is a critical company that many South Africans will be familiar with. If you open up your pantry and happen to spot Albany bread or gold, tomato sauce, or even Black Cat peanut butter, these are typically items that are produced by Tiger Brands. Now, over the last few years, they've really had to make sure that they recalibrate their working capital and as a result, really had to refocus on the repayment of their debt. So far, the business has been able to report a resilient show in terms of their numbers, a slight and marginal increase in their revenue, operating profit as well, even declaring a dividend to shareholders. But one of the big items that we are aware of is the fact that the listeriosis case still remains as a major concern. They are facing a class action lawsuit, which could essentially impact their numbers. And currently, the insurance that they have in place might not be enough or sufficient to cover some of the additional costs here. So this is an impending issue that will still have to be quantified. And as a result, will likely have an impact on their financial results and performance. If not, then the business is looking at finding other alternatives. But that was a conversation we had with the CFO just last night on Kaya Biz.
And then what are the markets looking like?
86,314 points is where the All Share Index closed off yesterday. Currency-wise, we're still looking okay. 18.16 to the US dollar, 23.08 to the British pound, and against the euro, we're at 19.11.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.